بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one that has no beginning and no ending. He exists without a place, without a direction, without a how. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. Today we will talk about zakah. Zakah is a noun used for what one pays for one's money or body in a specific way. The author, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, "This is a section in illustrating the rules of zakah. It is obligatory for one to pay zakah for specific types of money and for the body." We will talk about the money. Paying zakah is obligatory on one for having specific types of animal. They are camels, whether they are irab or bakhati, cattle, including water buffaloes, sheep and goats. It is also obligatory on one for having palm tree dates, grapevines, raisins, and staple crops that are chosen by people for sustenance, such as grains that provide sustenance to the body in normal situations, such as wheat, barley, and chickpeas. Unlike what is consumed for sustenance in the case of necessity, like hulba, for no zakah is due in that. It is also obligatory for one to pay zakah for having gold and silver money, and for having gold or silver permissible jewelry, according to some scholars. It is also obligatory for one to pay zakah golden and silver ores, and golden and silver treasure troves, rikaz. Golden and silver ores are what is extracted from the place Allah created them at. Zakah is due on golden and silver ores after they are cleansed from soil. Golden and silver troves are the treasure found buried before the time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a messenger in a land not owned by anyone. It is also obligatory on one to pay zakah on trade articles. They are the monies. It is also obligatory on one to pay zakah on trade articles. They are the monies that are not subject to zakah themselves. If one purchases them for trading, that is to sell them for a profit and so on, like clothing, sugar, salt, horses, and what is similar. It is also obligatory to pay zakah for the body and is also called zakatul fitr, zakah of fitr, which will be explained later in this section. After we talked about the types of monies that are subject to zakah, we will talk about the conditions that make zakah due for each of them. The first quotum nisab of camels, that is, the first quantity that is subject to zakah, if one owns camels, is 5. And the first quotum for cattle is 30. And the first quotum for sheep and goats is 40. Therefore, no zakah is due before having the first quotum. That is, no zakah is due before camels, cattle, or sheep reach the specific number. Once the quotum nisab is established, a lunar year must lapse on it. In addition, in order for zakah to be due on the above mentioned animals, once the quotum nisab is established, a lunar year must lapse on it. In addition, in order for zakah to be due on the previously mentioned animals, the animals must have been grazed by their owner or any other person authorized by owner in a pasture that is common for all people, not owned by anyone specific. Therefore, no zakah is due on animals whose feed is brought to them or animals that graze on their own unattended. And they must not be working animals, such as animals used in transporting water or plowing. Animals which are put to work, like plowing animals, are not subject to zakah. The obligatory zakah for the first quotum of camels is a shah. A shah is a sheep that completed 1 year of age or lost its baby teeth, or a two-year-old female goat. The obligatory zakah for 10 camels is 2 shahs, and for 15 is 3 shahs, and for 20 is 4 shahs, and for 25 is bintu makhad, which is a one-year-old female camel. The obligatory zakah for the first quotum of sheep or goats is a one-year-old female sheep or a two-year-old female goat. The obligatory zakah for every 30 of cattle is a one-year-old bullock, tabi'a. And for every 40 is musinna, which is a two-year-old female cow. There is no due zakah on the aforementioned animals that is in between the two quotums. If one's animals exceed that first quorum, then more zakah is due. When the number reaches a certain count, such details are known from books larger than the summary. It is one's obligation to learn the amount of zakah which Allah has ordained one to pay on these animals owned by one that exceeded the quotum mentioned. The first quotum of dates, raisins, and staple crops that are chosen by people for sustenance in a normal situation is 5 wasaq. Therefore, no zakah is due on what is less than the 5 wasaqs mentioned, which are equivalent to 300 sa'as, according to the sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For 1 wasaq is equivalent to 60 sa'. And the total of 5 wasaqs is 300 sa'as. A sa' is equivalent to 4 muds, where 1 mud is the fill of an average-sized paired cupped hands, and for that we said, according to the sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The sa' of the Prophet, that is this particular measure, of which is kept until now in Al-Hijaz. Among the rules that pertain to staple crops is that the crops of the same type harvested in the same year are to be combined to check if a quotum is reached. That is, if the staple crops were of the same kind and they were harvested within 1 year of each other, then zakah is due if the sum of both harvests complete the quotum, even if they differ in type. Crops of different kinds are not combined to complete the quotum. Like barley and wheat, that is, if one harvests within 1 year barley and wheat, where each kind is less than 5 wasaqs, then no zakah is due on them, even if the sum of both was 5 wasaqs, because they are not of the same kind. Unlike the case if they were of the same kind, however different in type, such as he had Egyptian wheat and Shami wheat, where the amounts are calculated together to complete the quotum. Zakah is due upon the ripeness of the fruits, even if the ripeness is present in one grape, that is, when they are ready to be eaten. So when it is at that point where it is normally sought for eating, when grapes' color change, if it were the type that has a color, or else if indications of ripeness are present. Hence, no zakah is due on unripe grapes or dates. And zakah is also due on staple crops upon the hardening of the seeds of the crops. Although zakah is due upon what is mentioned, it is not valid to pay zakah from it until after the fruits of palm trees are dates, and that of the grapevines are raisins, and after wheat is cleared from the stalks and spikes, for example. The due zakah on dates, raisins, and staple crops is 1/10 of the harvest if one did not irrigate. That is, if it were irrigated by rain or river water, then the due zakah on 300 sa'as is 30 sa'as. And half of that if one irrigated it at an expense, such as if it were irrigated with water transported on animals or by using a water pump or the like. Then the due zakah on 300 sa'as is 15 sa'as. Proportionate zakah is due upon what exceeds the quotum, even if it were little, unlike that of the aforementioned animals. No zakah is due on what is less than a quotum. However, one can volunteer to pay on what is less than a quotum. Zakatul Fitr. The zakah of Fitr is due on every Muslim who is alive part of Ramadan and part of Shawwal. The due zakah for each is a sa', which is 4 muds, of the most common staple food of that country. It is an obligation upon the Muslim to pay the due zakah for himself and his Muslim dependents if on the day of the feast of Fitr, Eid al-Fitr, and the night after it, he has enough to meet his debts, clothing, lodging, and sustenance, and the sustenance of those whom he must support. The recipients of the zakah, for all types of zakah, the intention is obligatory upon setting one's zakah aside. Zakah must be paid to the Muslims among the 8 categories of people deserving of zakah who are in the town where the money is. The 8 categories deserving of zakah are mentioned in the Quran, and they are Al-Fuqara, المساكين العاملين عليها المؤلفة قلوبهم في الرقاب الغارمون وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل. It is neither permissible nor valid to pay zakah to other than those 8 types of people specifically mentioned. That is why it is not valid to pay zakah for every charitable project. We ask Allah to enable us to perform, to pay the zakah, and to accept it from us, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.